Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And for the next few minutes, I want to remind myself and you and all of us the importance of this month of Ramadan. Did you know that there are some special days in this month? The whole month is special, without a doubt. So much reward in this month for everything that you do. You might do something and think it only counted once. It might count 10 times, or it might count 70 times, 700, 7,000. You don't know. Maybe even a small thing, just like being kind, sharing with somebody, giving charity, maybe saying a nice word, maybe just ibtisam, smiling in the face of your brother. Maybe that would be the thing to give you such huge rewards with the love. But did you also know that there's a night called Laylatul Qadr? We've talked about it. You don't want to miss that. And then there's something called the last 10 days of Ramadan. What are those 10 days? Ashara. You know Ashara? That's 10. The last 10 days of Ramadan. It's a custom amongst the Muslims that we learned from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to remain in something called itikaf. Itikaf means to stick to something. Like if you put chewing gum against something and it sticks, this is what I mean. Or if you have refrigerator magnet and it sticks, you know, this is itikaf, to stick to something. And then literally, it means this, and figuratively, we mean to stay with something. And this is to stay inside of the mosque, if you can, if they provide for that where you live, and stay inside of the masjid for those 10 days and nights. Just staying there, not leaving. And you might say, well, how would I do that? Well, if you want to do it, Allah will make a way for you. Just ask Him, Allah, I would like to do this thing. Now, you don't have to do it all month. And you don't even have to do it for 10 days. You don't even have to do it for one day. You can do it for a period of time, up to you. But when you make the agreement with Allah, you say, Allah, I want to stick to itikaf for half a day, or one day, or the 10 days. Then make sure that it's okay to do that where you live, that you can arrange for that. Take your provisions with you. You might need a blanket and a pillow. You might need, of course, a change of clothes. You might like to take along a little bit of food. You never know. But that food is not going to be too important to you during the day anyway, is it? Because you're fasting. And people are always bringing food to the masjid at night. And in the last 10 days, you'll find people bringing it in the morning, too, to feed everybody, to get the reward for feeding you right before you begin your fasting. So in those 10 days, Allah will provide for you, just like He provides for the birds in the trees, just like He provides for the animals in the forests and the fish in the ocean. Don't worry about it. Because you're not there to worry about eating and drinking. After all, that's Ramadan. You're not supposed to do it anyway. Why am I in the masjid? What will I do in these days? Ah, who are you surrounded with? Muslims? Yeah. And who is amongst these Muslims? The teachers, the scholars, the knowledgeable people, the imams, the reciters and memorizers of the Quran. And these are the ones that can help you to know what the meaning is of the Quran. These are the ones that can help you pronounce the Arabia, learn what the Arabic language is, actually learn to read those little squiggly lines in the Quran called the language of Arabic. To be able to pronounce Bismillah, Ir-Rahman, Ir-Rahim, to understand the meaning and understand how to apply it in your life. All of that you could be learning. 10 days and nights in the masjid could just be the thing to turn your whole life around, to get away from some of these bad habits. You know, when I break my fast at night, what happens? Sometimes I make some mistakes. I do some bad things. But if I'm in the Ramadan, and in the masjid, and in these days, who knows, maybe Allah could cure me of all my bad habits. I hope. Well, we've run out of time for this episode. Final reminder is our website, Ramadan Reminders. That's www.ramadanreminders.com. RamadanReminders.com. Until next time, peace. Salaam alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان. بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان. والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان.